go through the material. Sorry, this is, these notes made on the 29th of March, 1978, late at night, following on from the second side of the last of the BASF 90 tapes. The kind of corrigibility which, for instance, Martin seems to envisage for mathematical theories, does actually involve central mathematical notions, we would argue not. See the details of the construction of the Twister newsletter number 3, just how the algebra in question is generalized to take account of the somewhat more general structure of the background space, in the way in which the structure of the Twister geometry itself, the structure of the background space, is actually carries the information about the quantum states, and perhaps is such we can generalize a mathematical structure which carries by means of the intricate way in which information about one complex mathematical structure is coded into another, which allows further generalization of the kind of information which it can carry, which is particularly interesting from the point of view of the structure of the set of states and the structure of the original generalization of the kinds of information which the original structure was thought of as carrying. And compare the further generalization where, as it were, coding information about the again about the structure of the second kind of mathematical object, in light of which way of as it were, carrying information regard the very abstract way that we now have of viewing the kind of structure which we originally which we're originally dealing with, and for which we originally had some sort of loose physical interpretation. See Bastin's remarks about a real number and joining to it mathematically possible sequences which no longer fulfill certain properties but which do fulfill others. We can handle what appear to be deeply mysterious structure, the kind of perception, the kind of experience that we have, as it were, the heuristic perception of the kind of structure that's involved as reflecting, as we're being able to carry directly express structure which is of interest from the point of view of Swiss theory, which carries, in the case of the second kind of theory, carries the information about the quantum states directly, particularly non-linear, as opposed to linear structure, carries it directly, as it were, the global geometry of the Twister space. Compare there the sort of concerns that you had about the relationship from global to local, which is rather different. This tape, which follows, was made on the 31st of March 1978 at 9 o'clock in the evening. And we've been going over various notes for the last 2 days since the last set of notes made on this tape. And amongst the things which you want to tackle, of course, are the notes that you made on Putnam, particularly important in the context of your paper on replacement theses in scientific realism and extensional semantics of the first order theory. See the reasons which you felt a little unhappy with the idea of using extensional semantics of first order theory as a basis for formulation of the metalinguistic sentence encoding the replacement thesis, where this involves a view of the way that the conceptual structure
the descriptive language relates to the mathematical formalism of the theory under investigation, particularly given the very radical view of the relationship of mathematical formalism and conceptual structures expounded in Hooker, and compare the remarks in Castongo and elsewhere. You've got a great many things that you want to go through on these tapes. And you want to get back to the original intention of the plan that you wanted to follow with these notes, which was to go through Jefferies very thoroughly, to go through Putnam, to go through the notes in Bastin. Oh yes, that's very important, particularly the notes in Bastin, relevant for when you come to tackle Penrose, to go through the notes in Wang, to go through the notes in Dummett and in Castongue, all for the main body of the thesis itself, and the source of error that you've encountered and that you've touched on in some of the notes that you've made. But since then, you've encountered another topic which does deserve to be brought in, perhaps not originally in the footnotes, but there's an enormous amount. So, what you want to get clear about, first of all, is the discussion of substance in Wiggins. For instance, Brassard's explication of the notion of substance, and whether that can be used. For instance, he actually wants to develop the whole of first-order arithmetic and analysis. His general modal interpreted calculus. The ontological status of setups, or possible worlds in the context of and or states of affairs. Compare Frege's attitude towards objects in the light of the kinds of consideration posed at the level of the relationship between the kinds of traditions in which the conceptual structure of the descriptive language of the theory stands, the direction in which the relationship, well, the relations of the conceptual structures of the languages under investigation, the way that those relate to the ontology of the theories in question, particularly the principle of coherence of the ontology, a possibility of a radically monistic ontology, for instance, of the kind sketched by Berb, and its implications for mathematics, for the mathematical formalism. Given this radical view of the relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical formalism, you're going to reject that view, but in rejecting it, you want to get quite clear about certain things, and those are the things that you want to talk about in the notes that you're going to make on Jefferies and on Putnam and elsewhere. But going back for a moment to various points that are raised in the question about the points at which syntax and semantics intersect in the study of recent logics, and the possible uses to which these more recent logics could be put in the analysis. The kind of thesis that you're interested in, the general light that it casts on the thesis about having to know, for instance, the Davidsonian Taskin thesis, that something related to the extension of an open sentence fx will be given when we know the truth conditions of that is an x such that fx. The importance of indexicals as in the analysis of quantification in natural languages, as analysed, for instance, in Hinteregger. It does seem to me that this persistent theme, which also crops up in Dummett, that knowing the truth conditions of involves knowing the truth conditions of existentially quantified sentences. Involves knowing how to pick out
things which are the referent of the name. This business about having to be able to specify the truth conditions are statements involving being able to pick out some individual as the entity referred to, compare this sort of epistemic requirement in the light of the ontology of cognitive episodes. We might indeed venture out the basis of some global if we accept the idea that a tightly integrated set of conceptual categories for grasping the world, in some sense, a unitary conceptual system of structure for the descriptive language as revealed in sort of structural metaphysics, is one of the fundamental units, components of scientific theory, or the way in which a particular, scientific theory, for instance, or a particular set of conceptual categories, a particular set of categories. It might involve conservation principles, or principles which are thought of as having some heuristic significant subset of invariants, thought of as possessing a heuristic potential, turn out not to possess a heuristic potential in this context, to be replaced by some, or rather the heuristic potential which they were thought of as possessing itself, thought of as reflecting a fundamental sort of metaphysical thesis about the possible form of relations between the elements of a set of conceptual categories which are involved in grasping the world, well, it's a bit woolly, but themselves thought of as, particularly here in the of Redhead's remarks about invariance and elements of the transformation, so the heuristic significance of symmetries, compare the context in which we might no longer regard the such symmetries as possessing heuristic significance, if we actually considered that, for instance, we required some completely new set of mathematical concepts to grasp the way in which the points, now speaking in terms of the old language of the old theory, viewed now as involving not just uninterpreted mathematical formalisms, perspective for correlation of those uninterpreted mathematical formalisms, calculi, subject to the requirement of internal consistency only, but rather the way in which we develop those, and particularly develop the kind of the argument here is that the very considerations which are involved in the development of those might have to be required directly to postulate connection between the kind of conceptual breakdown that occurs in the course of the transcendence of categories of a kind discussed in Wheeler, and the fundamental and considerations which sort of transcend the scope of existing set theoretical foundations of mathematics themselves, foundational systems, as these argue that these in some sense reflect commitment to a form of grasping the world. That this is so is, of course, contended by Berme and others, and you're going to decisively reject it, but Mark and about Husserl, it was going to be worked into your thesis anyway. and how this error arises, discuss it in some detail, but then go on to argue the point about domic, for instance, and individuative attributes, and the point about nonlinear sheaf theory, for instance, and quantifiers in the context of category theoretic program, and the sort of considerations that touched on in the discussion here. What you can say is that supposing all that breaks down, it would seem that reverting to your original set of worries in this tape, Hinteregger remarks in the LeBlanc volume on truth semantics, truth syntax modality, page 129, that the question which is to the fore in attempting to make clear to ourselves what quantified expressions really mean in some down-to-earth sense, usually, or invariably in this sense, in this connection, what they mean in when we're trying to informally we're trying to think useful thoughts in connection with pre-theories of the semantics of natural language. When we're trying to make clear to ourselves what quantified expressions really mean in some down-to-earth sense, that's to say, we're not concerned as we would be in the context of a semantics analysis of a formal language whose syntax and semantics, which could handle syntactic-semantic relations between the theories, successive physical theories considered informally as in terms of mathematical formalism and the accompanying conceptual structure of the descriptive language and the ways in which they're allegedly related. And in fact, we argue not related at all in the way that Hooker suggests, but that we do not have a tightly integrated set of conceptual categories at all, but usually a mathematical formalism developed entirely from, as it were, a mathematical viewpoint, which has grown up sort of piecemeal. And we're concerned with its logical codification. We're concerned, for instance, with the heuristic perspective in which various equivalent formulations of the same mathematical formalism, what is in some sense the same the mathematical formulas or equivalent formulations of the same theory stand with respect to the conceptual and mathematical aspects of the relationship between perhaps conceptually and mathematically rather disparate theories, which nonetheless seem both to be involved in some very deep way in the understanding of jointly involved in the understanding of some single domain, or perhaps in grasping the way in which global and the local structure of, for instance, space and time as well are related. We certainly must, in the development that we're undertaking, for instance, in assessing for the claims of a non-local hidden variables theory of the kind put forward by Boehm and the new set of mathematical concepts which are being advanced, rather the attempts to suggest ways in which we might
begin to develop a set of mathematical concepts which adequately reflected the new perspective or point of view of which the conceptual categories of our previous theory, the principle of order, the most fundamental underlying principle of involved in the ontology of the previous theory, if that's modified, how that affects, it's argued, it affects even the concept, the mathematical foundations of the foundations of the mathematical formalism argument here, that see all the remarks made in Nummett and in about Quine and his partner and partner's own remarks of the kind you can have to get perfectly clear just where see the article in Putnam, you were wrong in thinking of for instance the kind of consideration of an abstract form of the kind which did play a part when you were talking earlier on. Which did play a part in the heuristic development of the, for instance, theories treating the properties of particular mathematical functions as formalized within mathematical theories, but not as well, there's no carryover to the most fundamental sort of general logical notion of function. It's argued, although possibly there is, in the sense that the term identity is being used in the papers in, by Routley and Mayer, and by Mayer himself, the two separate papers. The desideratum, the intentional view of implication is the heart of logic. The implication connective, or the entailment connective, as the heart of logic. Relevant implication, or entailment, as the true heart of logic. Compare the law of identity. Remarks about all logic being reducible to the law of identity. See the sort of semantics proposed for existing logical calculi. Your concern here is to see how, if at all, the existing logical calculi could be extended to handle the sort of intentional, or either can they be applied to represent the kind of altered assessment of what is relevant. Since when we are seeking to elucidate the reasons why the content of particular scientific theory, particular set of sentences, that's to say the actual ontological, cached in terms of how do we get from the model, in the informal sense of model as a working ontological hypothesis which guides our interpretation of the theory, which our intended interpretation of the theory, conception of the domain, in the sense in which we're dealing with the conceptual categories, which the level of informal exposition of conceptual relation of conceptual structure and mathematical form of the descriptive language and the mathematical formalism and guide our understanding of and indeed development of suggest ways also in which the conceptual structure of the descriptive language, the one level thought of indeed in some sense the Gray's discusses as actually autonomous, but we reject the idea of the levels structure as being autonomous in some absolute sense, rather there's only one true level. The aim of science is true description. This involves replacement theses of the kind under consideration, and the argument here is about how monism and interdependence might act as separate
level of, as it were, of questioning how the potentiality for, the possibility of, rather, of questioning the most fundamental, not in here in some sense methodological assumptions, but the most fundamental conception of order of the kind incorporated into the theory, the on this side of the conceptual structure of the descriptive language of the theory and the ontology of the theory, as it is held as is reflected in its formalism, different degrees of abstraction and of generality of the presuppositions that are involved in the conceptual structure of the ontology of the theory, see the details. We've got to deal also with different levels of generality, and it maybe will be that the level of generality at which we could seriously question the most fundamental conception of order involved in the theory, it's tied up with metaphysical conceptions of individuality and the way that those in their turn are related to, on the Mabry view, the fundamental notions which we employ in all, I'll say formal reasoning, that doesn't tell you anything, the most fundamental notions which are involved in the systematization of mathematics. So you'll see the quotation in Mabry. Incidentally, in parentheses here, nothing to do with what you've just been writing about before, the question of how we recognise the sort of operations on the quantities of the mathematical formalism as mathematically well-formed. Well, of course, they're mathematically well-formed operations in the sense of them being reproducible in the formal formalized language which we employ in this case, so first order formalized language within which we develop the whole of mathematics and all relationships between mathematical structures. There's an error, a kind of error, to which some people try to think about that mathematics are frequently prone, which is that of that of taking too seriously, taking of an opposition, a kind of opposition between the actually between the sort of pictures as they appear to have an application in describing the kinds of structure of which is connected with a difference in the fundamental kinds of structure, or rather difference in the fundamental principle of coherence of the ontology, if you like, which is essentially connected with the contemplation of pictures, a difference which Hooker makes far, far too much, which is connected with the a difference in the in the kinds of pictures, a kind of opposition which in some expositions, for instance, Wheeler's remarks in the 1970 paper about continuity and discreteness, is regarded as somehow ontologically fundamental in terms of the ontological categories in which we can in principle grasp the world, a fundamental opposition which has to be resolved in favour of one or the other. Here, is potentially connected with such an opposition, the qualitative characterization of the kinds of structure with which we are dealing when we speak of the structure of mathematical objects, picture, on the one hand, the order, the first order language which the whole of mathematics has to be developed. There, sufficient to see the quotations from 1965 categorical algebra conference from Louvier and compare the remarks in Mabry. The opposition between the sort of kind of spatial intuition that's involved in contemplation of the relationships between the kinds of relations between functions in under composition, properties of families of functions under composition, and the definition, for instance, of Cartesian product in terms of pullback, the as it were diagonal, the two-dimensional Euclidean nature of the picture of say, theoretical composition, functional composition, as fundamental notion of functional composition is fundamental. Of course, it still involves the notion of functional correspondence as fundamental, and this is essentially a notion which depends on. Well, what we view, viewing function as an abstract object determined by its argument value pairs. Whether we think of that in terms of individuals in any metaphysical conception, individuality in the sense that Cantor thought of individuals as elements of collections taken in extension, and as involving sort of certain metaphysical claims about the notion of it not being possible to form the notion of something which cannot be, as it were, put into a collection with something else. He speaks on the one hand of arbitrary collections, and on the other hand of things as falling under rules, but this is irrelevant. Over the point is, it's from the point of view of the psychology of logic, which is subject on its own, perhaps not a particularly important or interesting one. It's the notion of function under composition, which is the still depending on the notion of functional correspondence, having the notion of functional correspondence as part of the logic, and the kind of functional correspondence which certainly such that we couldn't, well, is there any sense in which we could regard the notion of sort of linear structure, and certainly the kinds of relations between the functions under composition that are dealt with in category theory certainly seem to be entirely concerned with linear algebra, non-linear algebra, as it were, as a kind of structure which lacks a certain characteristic because of the lack of a particular kind of functional correspondence, which can, however, be remedied in simple cases by embedding the nonlinear structure, showing how the nonlinear structure is, as it were, a special instance of why is there is not the kind of functional correspondence. Because the structure under consideration lacks some property because of its more complex character, because of the character of the kind of mathematical structures which are involved in the algebra. See the question of the idea of non-linear as opposed to linear structures, fundamental opposition from the metaphysical point of view, in the way discussed by Sachs, is something which you must reject altogether. You were going to talk about the relationship between the qualitative characterization of the sort of structure one sometimes comes across in heuristic contexts, or contexts which involve informal exposition of the heuristic component of the theory, qualitative characterization of the kind of structure dealt with that is under consideration in the foundational system itself, foundational theory, and opposed to the kinds of properties which we think, informally think of a structure in the context of the mathematical theory as possessing, when we recognize the operation on the quantities as our mathematical formulas as mathematically well-formed with respect to the kind of structure that it preserves, takes over from, and the way in which it generalizes, and the ends which, as it were, had in view from the point of view of the interest, either from the point of view of applications or from the interest from the point of view of clarifying the connections, or pointing, again, from the point of view of a more general heuristic viewpoint, to the kinds of connection which we might expect between that. As we expect to find between the structures of a particular kind, excellent, and other work kinds of structure. And be more specific, what you had in mind here, for instance, the sort of remarks made in the Twister newsletter number 3 about the way in which the operations in the algebra are generalized to take account of the structure of the background space, the more general structure of the background space, where more general here is connected with, for instance, curvature, the definition of curved space twister, definition, taking as a particular, a more generalized definition of twister as a mathematical mathematically possible structure, as more fundamental from the point of view of understanding the way in which the theory, it's more fundamental particularly in light of the way in which we regard the theories being applied and the way in which we think of, in the in terms of interpretation had in mind for the theory of global structure as being more fundamental than local and interaction interactions of a kind. The mathematical entities, the complex mathematical quantities, the structure of the system, mathematical quantities, which involve an understanding of interactions as being basic, and that of the ordinary definition of the straightforward states as being in some sense derived, that is in it being turned connected with a particular view of the conceptual priorities. The priorities which are connected with the principle of intelligibility of the ontology involved. A sort of carryover when we're talking about global, the relationship between global and local notions of the kind discussed in Graves's remarks in his book about global structure, placing restrictions on the kind of local structure that arises, which is essentially connected with ideas of monism, interdependence, and the principle of coherence of the ontology, something that you want to reject. The idea of a direct carryover from that into the mathematics is something which we, I think, must reject, certainly on examining the kind of mathematical formalism, the context in which such ostensibly notions which, from the point of view of the stock of notions, abstractions, in fact, in the bad old sense criticised by Mabry, on which the heuristic perception of the kinds of structure arising in the theory, in the way that they're related, and the way in which they're to be generalised, touch, are involved in our understanding of the development of the mathematics from the mathematical viewpoint. Though clearly a kind of controlling conceptual viewpoint, which is involved with the whole program, guides our research here. Nonetheless, there's no way in which we can regard nonlinear as the kind of see the quotation from Berm about operations, quantities of the mathematical formalism of the covered theory is expressing the kind of fundamental conception of order, conceptual structure of the ontology. That theory has now been transcended from the point of view of the sort of concepts that and the opposing principle of intelligibility of the ontology of the covered theory, the idea of that as being directly related, the idea of that as being reflected in relationships between the mathematical formulas such that the kind of structure of the system of quantities that in the formalism of the covered theory is derived in some sort of limit from that of the covering formalism, which required a new set of concepts for its development, see Dirac quotation 1930, which were derived directly from contemplation of the kind of
the way in which the elements of the algebra would reflect this new fundamental conception of order. See the quotation, get this, the way that you're fitting this out can be made much more precise. This is completely wrong-headed, and you're going to show the critical piece that this is really completely wrong-headed and won't stand examination at all. We must just be much more clever in the kind of formalism that we already have. Way, way back on this tape, before you got headed off when you were contemplating a small, rather faded pencil note that you'd written on the back of the British Journal for the Philosophy of Science, volume 28, number 1, March 1977. You were just going to dip into the British Journal for the Philosophy of Science, and in looking to the quotation that you were considering about the role of standard fundamental notions in the foundations of mathematics, he claimed that there is no stable notion of a kind of collection which is inherently to which it is not possible to apply all the principles of construction used in Zermelo-Franco set theory. The principles of set construction embodied in the ZF. And the conviction that such construction should be universally applicable, particularly the universal applicability of the principle of functional abstraction, the idea of this breaking down in the context of a metaphysical crisis in our metaphysical notion, grasp on the, as it were, metaphysical notion of individuality, particularly Daft Ulam's remarks about the axiom of regularity, won't do at all the way that mathematics is actually applied in physics. See criticism of Ulam's conception there. Slightly separate point I want to make here, in the connection with the point of the footnote in GP, the idea of the natural world, the universe in the sense of the physical space-time universe, alternative to the idea of for instance, the Borel set model of pre-geometry, claims the remarks made in part about the cosmological global structure of time and of space, relationship between global and local structure touched on in Graves' remarks. Yeah, that the world itself might not be a totality, which a collection of objects taken in extension, the idea of the world as a collection in extension, a totality, which is well founded with respect to the membership relation, extensional totality. A totality defined in extension, well found with respect to the membership relation. That remark, yes, as regards to the global structure of space and time. Questions that have to be asked there about the old idealistic notion of involvement, particularly remarks about logical subject that are made in Dalla Chiara, when Dalla Chiara talks about the notion of the particles, the subjects of, as not null bearers of predicates, as not as not logical subjects, normal bearers of predicates in the orthodox sense. This is being a reflection of the relationship between the two principles of appearance of the ontology of the kind discussed in Hooker, which you're going to go into in much greater detail, and the idea of the particles, even as not, but of course it's the particles not as already not proper sort of normal bearers of predicates in the sense that the structure of the predicate set, the notion of state, the is explicated by means of all of the proposition. See the remarks about the
national state and a complete exhaustive characterization of the properties of the system under consideration, discussed as touched on in Hooker, and the remarks made about the predicate set and the structure of the set theoretic structure of the phase space, what was as pivotal in the connection between the conceptual structure. The Therianist mathematical formalism, the idea that as going by the board and the vectorial structure in the case of the field theory, taking its place a mixture of the two, of a kind which is a resolution of the problem, the kind postulated by Boehm, demanding the revision in the foundations of mathematics. See the remarks about quantum set theory and diagonal and probabilistic considerations in the quantum logic paper. The psychological connections with our ways in which we might which we think on the basis of the sort of traditions in which the perspectives for the resolution of the sort of difficulty encounter crisis for our metaphysical conception of individual encountered in the sort of trying to clarify the relationship between conceptual structure and descriptive languages involved in the remarks in Hooker about having to have a principle of accounting for individuals, not having a principle of accounting for the individuals in some sense, we're not having a principle of accounting for the individuals of a plenum ontology, the field individuals, though that's simply because of the cardinality of the state space, the use, for instance, of infinitesimals, the use of the non-reals, for instance, to quantify over the non-standard reals, all the reals, in order to be able to define the relationship between one, in some sense, one state. And another, one distribution quality or property distribution or another. On the other hand, the further development of the plenum ontology, not being dependent on, as it were, kind of language which is pressed into service, still largely rests on the old subject-object distinction, on the conceptual categories and terms which we grasp well in the case of the particle ontology. The kind of development discussed by Boehm would apparently arguably involve having to drop the notion of the other has the idea we have absolutely our view of the world as a totality, as a definite totality of individuals, clearly individuated, of objects clearly individuated by means of unambiguous identity conditions. Well, the identity conditions of the objects actually thought of as the space-time, well, clearly not clearly individuated by means of unambiguous identity conditions because of the different categorical frameworks. See Kerner's remarks, in which the identity, individuating attributes of the individuals in question are embedded, and indeed, in the case of the ontology of GMD, and arguably further, more radical developments from it, as were in the spirit of the ontologizing of the world in that theory, the set of the kind of conceptual categories, well, the kind of conceptual structure and descriptive language in which we attempt to grasp the reality qualitative characterization of realities and grasp the principle of coherence of the ontology is not involving admission of plurality of objects being monistic, and mathematical formalism question is deriving from the ideas of monism and interdependence as discussed in Gray. See, however, Putnam's attack on this, which is surely correct. But when he says, Mabry says, surely the idea of a definite thing which cannot be put into collections with other things is completely unintelligible. Well, that's a question about the way in which we show ourselves capable of grasping the world. The sort of concept, see the remarks that Gray's makes about the extreme adaptability and elasticity of our conceptual framework. Per Ulam's remarks about the idea of a kind of collection which is not possible to fly all principles of construction. As Zimbello Frankel is an inherently unstable one. I'd like to understand a little bit more of what Mabry means by the global structure of mathematics, which he talks about on page 12. Such questions of global structure are regarded with considerable unease and suspicion by the conservative majority of mathematicians, for there's an important sense in which such questions violate the central spirit of modern classical mathematics. The relationship between the notion of a function taking intention in some sense, intentional notion of a function as involved with the certainly one talking here in Radley and Mayer's paper as resting on it's being used in a proof in some derivation of the properties of some other function. Well, it might be argued that we have a intuitive conception which is related to the heuristic perspective. This is where it would be particularly dangerous, the qualitative notion, qualitative conception of the relationship between kind of structure with which we're dealing in one theory as against the kind of structure with which we're dealing in another. Taking over vocabulary with associations with the putative principles of intelligibility and ontology as encountered in the conceptual, well, the opposition of the kinds of the categories in terms of which we grasp the principles on the principle of coherence of the ontology, which we grasp the object as it were, having a principium, principle of individuation of its own, or as being dependent, as being, as it were, a manifestation of resolution out of state, state of excitation, of without intrinsic and identity conditions, or something which is something of which we can only speak significantly, is concomitantly with the principle, the structural principle governing the form of the system. Well, you're going to talk about that in a bit more detail when you come to discussing Routledge and Mayer's points about identities. We require what are in some sense guaranteed identities. Relevance, the kind of relevance of one kind of structure to another. Argument that has to be already given to us. We've already developed one. What is to be judged relevant to is that which can be reconstructed on the basis of a theory which that portion of mathematics which can be reconstructed, reformulated on the basis of the theory which deals only with, relevant implication. One formula has implied by another when they have some sentential parameter in common. These sort of structures, syntactic relationships, relationships of logical consequence, thought relationships of logical consequence, in the syntax which is responsible to our semantic notions, see the remarks made by Dummett, and which are responsible to a semantic notion of logical consequence, which is correctly analysed by the semantics for relevant quantified model structure of the kind set out by Routley and Meyer. That isn't particularly relevant to the sort of considerations that you're treating in when you're talking about the problems of the relationship between set theory and category theory as foundations, as they're related to, for instance, the questions about nonlinear with respect to linear structures. See the remarks in one, and particularly hack away at. First of all, Hark's completely up the creek. It's got a number of things wrong. Isn't, for instance, considering national global reform what might count as pragmatic, the kind of considerations might count in favour of global reform. They couldn't possibly count in reform in favour of a logic which didn't have the notion of functional correspondence. What of that logic? And the kind of reform that's in question. The argument here is that, in a sense, set theory is more fundamental because of the notion of the informal notions of set theory. The notion of functional correspondence and so on show up more in set theory. For instance, we require, for instance, it's about having to use it as a way to introduce some hypothesis relevance. As residing in the use of one formula in the derivation of some other. But we must use A implies A in the derivation of any formula. This is equivalent to the restatement of the hypothesis, reiteration of the hypothesis, equivalent to reiteration. The form of all reasoning is resting upon a particular of identity of the kind is captured by the set theoretical notion of object, of object as touched on in set theory. So the requirement that we think of truth and falsehood as absolutely separate objects, the kind of reform which Quine regards as envisage as possible for us to envisage, and also the remarks in Putnam look in detail at non-Boolean value models of set of category of sets and the kind of relationship between the little portions of the domains of variation of touched on in Lorvier about non-linear sheaf theory here and. Between his own local and global properties. You're completely up the creek there. You were wrong all along to try and see a connection, and there is no connection, and you've been completely wrong. But do at least try and get everything that Georgia says and everything that Ryan says down on tape. Tell just what's at stake. Since the notion of a discharge of hypotheses, system set out by Fitch. Tie that to what Routley and Meyer say, the system set out by Fitch.